As you might know, summer's coming up. It's hot outside. School's gonna be out. Wow, we've all been waiting for summer. We all need a little bit of relaxation and a break. However, there's two things that can happen during your summer vacation. It can be very detrimental to the spiritual life because you're out of your routine. You're stuck at home. You've got nothing to do. You have so many temptations when you're idle. Or it can be a great blessing. Now, you're at home, you have so much free time, you can be so productive, you can go and spend more time praying, you can really enter into the holiness that God is calling you to. Wow, or it could be back the other way, the bad way. Wow, I don't have Brother Combs around anymore. Wow, I'm not going to Fenwick High School anymore. Wow, I'm not going to theology class regularly anymore. Wow, I'm not going to Mass anymore. Wow, I'm not going to the Tabernacle anymore. But we all know that you at Fenwick High School, in Mr. Combs, Brother Combs theology class, what's going to happen? You're not going to be the second type. You're going to be the first type. And what I'm asking you to do is make some time this summer to spend time with our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. There's no greater time on earth that you can spend than the time you spend before the Blessed Sacrament. It turned Mother Teresa into a great saint. Now she's Blessed Mother Teresa, and soon she'll be Saint Mother Teresa. Everybody who spends time in front of the Blessed Sacrament is transformed. You want to do great things with your life. You want to see, you know, God's calling me to something magnificent. Well, if you're going to be great, you're not going to be great without the help of God. If you want the help of God, why don't you go and see God face to face? Sometimes we forget. Sometimes we get busy. Sometimes we get sidetracked. But what we have to do is we need to make ourselves. And no, I am not wiping away the tobacco from my lips. I get very foamy at the mouth. And so that you don't have to be focused on the foam on my mouth, I go like this. But maybe next time I'll just have a glass of water. All right, so that you don't think that I am drinking vodka. I'm just kidding. Sorry, Brother Combs. Anyways, God bless you and God love you. Brother Combs loves you guys very, very much. He wants nothing more for you to be happy in this life. And you'll only be happy in this life if you're holy. If you're holy in this life, you'll be happy in this life. If you're happy and holy in this life, you'll go to heaven. And you want nothing more than to go to heaven, because that's where you'll really, truly be happy. Our hearts are empty. These things of the world don't satisfy us. The only thing that can satisfy us in God is God. And the greatest way to satisfy that here on earth is with Him in the real presence, in the Blessed Sacrament. By going and making regular visits to the Eucharist, I reflect on my own life and I think about the major turning points in my life. And I can say that without the Eucharist, without spending time every single day, I know you're just a teenager, but really, right now is the most important time of your life. The things you do now will form you for the rest of your life. Unfortunately, I had a late conversion. Thank you, Jesus, for even giving me a conversion. But had He not, I don't know, I'd probably be in hell or in jail or something like that by now. But the point is, I look at the life that I had before, the time I spent in high school, was basically a complete waste of time. It's like another person was alive, that person's dead, good riddance, that person was useless, and now I've got a new life. Where did this new life come from? The new life comes from He who is the life, the truth. It's Jesus in the Eucharist. Spend some time with Jesus in the Eucharist this summer. Go to the Blessed Sacrament, and even when you don't want to, when you're doing something else, say, what should I do? If you're in mathematics, you like making deals, you like stock market, you like to, you know, make good wagers, you like good investments. The time you invest in the Blessed Sacrament will make sure you're holy, make sure you're successful, make sure you're happy because you're doing the will of God, because God has a plan for your life. God bless you and God love you. All my dear friends at Fenwick High School, keep in touch. Pray for Brother Combs. He's the man. He really does sacrifice a lot. He really does want you to be holy. He really does want nothing more than for you to go to heaven. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, bless Brother Combs and all the work that he's doing there at Fenwick High School. We thank you for his gift of self, his sacrifice, and help other people to see in him that he hasn't really sacrificed anything, that he's really traded in the things of the world, the dirt of this earth, for the gold and treasure that you offer in heaven. May his life and his witness continue to be an inspiration to all those who see him. May many more vocations arise because of his life, and I'm sure that they do, because he is following the Lord to the best of his ability. So, Blessed Mother, we ask you to watch over him and protect him, to watch over and guide all of his students, all of those whom he loves so dearly. Make sure that he is able to greet them at the gates of heaven. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.